This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Today, Iraq has its first democratic government in more than half a century. The National Assembly has approved a cabinet chosen by the new Prime Minister, Ibrahim Al-Jefri, or most of a cabinet, as we'll hear in a moment. The cabinet reflects one of the biggest challenges facing the new government, bringing together different ethnic and religious groups. It is composed of Shiites, Kurds, and Sunnis. NPR's Philip Reeves is covering this story in Baghdad. And Philip, I suppose we should start by noting that not all the cabinet ministries were filled today.
Yes, that's right. Several key ministries have not been decided, including defense and oil, and also electricity. Now, defense was supposed to go to a Sunni. We believe that the Shiite Alliance, that's the parliamentary group that holds the narrow majority in parliament, objected to the Sunni nominee on the grounds that he had a Ba'athist background. The bargaining that has carried on for so long, much to the frustration of many Iraqis, isn't over yet.
Defense, oil, electricity in a country like Iraq, those are three pretty big omissions.
They certainly are, and the defense ministry and the oil ministry in particular, these are seen as key posts. They have been the subject of considerable discussions and a great deal of interest in the last few weeks as these negotiations have been going on.
Well, how did today's vote go on the posts that have been filled?
It happened pretty quickly. There was a brief discussion on whether the parliament should vote for all of the cabinet positions at once or go one by one. They did the former in the end. Jaffrey addressed the House and he spoke of the journey of blood and sweat and tears that have brought Iraq to this point. He said his cabinet wasn't a perfect solution, but the best option available. And he said that he had taken account, and this is, I think, a key thing in this process, the need to include the Sunnis, who are, of course, underrepresented in parliament because the majority of them didn't vote in the January election. He said it was important to push the political process forward, and some members actually wanted a debate before voting. That didn't happen. In the end, the vote itself was overwhelming, 180 out of 185 in favour, and that reflects, though, the fact that about a third of the Assembly wasn't there.
Well, granting that some of the key ministries weren't voted on at all, what are some of the important jobs that were filled today?
Well, the Ministry of Interior is a key position, and it's been the subject of a great deal of discussion in Iraq over recent weeks. That's gone to an Islamist named Bakr Jabba, and there were, prior to this, Sunni concerns about this post and about whether he would purge Ba'athists from the Interior Ministry, and also whether the Interior Ministry forces, which are considered by Iraqis to kind of be the elite of their nascent security forces, whether they will be now be politicized. Now, these concerns, whether they've been settled in talks behind the scenes, isn't clear. Certainly those talks have been going on, but we're not clear whether they have actually found a formula to settle those concerns. Oh, another notable appointment, by the way, is Ahmed Chalabi. You'll remember him, of course, the Pentagon favourite for a long time. He's going to be one of four deputy prime ministers and acting oil minister while the true minister or the oil ministry is finally determined in talks that are now underway.
Is there any chance that Chalabi could get this important job permanently?
It's not clear whether he will get the oil ministry permanently, but it is significant just that he has got this far. I mean, you know, he's been a figure of great controversy over the months in Iraq, and he is now guaranteed the position of deputy prime minister, whatever happens.
And very briefly, Philip, on the eve of this National Assembly, one of the members of the Assembly, a woman, was assassinated. How did that affect the proceedings?
Well, yes, and she was indeed the first parliamentarian to be assassinated. And there was, of course, a somber mood because of that. And indeed, tributes were paid to her. She was shot outside her house in Baghdad yesterday. And today, the Speaker of the House paid tribute to her. And indeed, there was a speech also from the political bloc of which she was a member.
NPR's Philip Reeves is in Baghdad. Thanks very much.